Hi, and welcome to Heard It From Her, a podcast from Lady Liberty, which is Radio Free Europe Radio Liberty's project promoting women in media. I'm Emily Thompson, and today we're speaking with Azadeh Tavakoli, a journalist and broadcaster with RFERL's Persian language service for Iranian audiences, Radio Farda. Azadeh is producing a documentary about Christians in Iran. She's making the documentary as a series of TV programs that she hopes will bring awareness to Farsi-speaking audiences about religious freedom violations generally, but particularly with regards to Christians living in Iran. This is not an easy topic to discuss in Iran, but that's exactly why Azadeh and Radio Farda are making the film, so that viewers in this majority Shia Muslim country can learn about how other religious groups are treated. And the official categorization in Iran of different religious minorities and the day-to-day experience for these people, what's allowed for some groups and not for others, de facto or de jure, is not easy to explain to an outsider. But Azadeh does a good job. What is it like to be a Christian or other religious minority in Iran today?
Actually, to be a Christian in Iran has a different meaning. Let me explain you first about the Iranian Christian community. The Christian community in Iran is divided into two categories. First category is Christians by birth or ethnic Christians, and the second category is new converts or non-ethnic Christians. Mm-hmm. And to be a Christian in contemporary Iran has a completely different meaning for each of these categories. Mm-hmm. For example, ethnic Christians include Armenians and Assyrians or Chaldeans. They speak in their own language. And most of them are members of Orthodox Church, and some of them are Catholics or Protestants.
Mm-hmm. So the view of society towards Christians is different if you were born a Christian or if you converted?
Not the view of people, but the rights to practice the Christianity is different. Let me explain more about these ethnic Christians. This group hold their church services in their own language, and they are not allowed to hold any services in Farsi language, mm-hmm. which is generally they are not targeted by Iranian authorities. As long as they can practice their religion freely, as long as they do not proselytize.
Uh-huh. So it's they're free to practice as long as they don't try to spread the religion.
Of course, yes. Mm-hmm. And the second group is non-ethnic Christians or convert Christians. This group, most of them are part of Protestant churches whom convert from mostly Muslim backgrounds. In some cases, converts from Zoroastrians or Jewish background. And this group, in general, are targeted by the Iranian authorities.
I see.
And access to Farsi Bible is significantly forbidden, and the publication or import of the Farsi Bible has been prohibited. And I can say these Christians, most very often persecuted because of they convert from Muslim backgrounds, proselytize or minister to Iranian Muslims. Mm-hmm. And these converts, who are often called Farsi-speaking Christians, worship in Farsi, the common national language. They cannot go to church buildings, so they mostly gather in houses to worship.
And this house worship, this is in secret?
Yes, it's completely secret, and they gathered and they worship and they read Bibles and they have a fellowship inside houses because they are not allowed to go to church buildings.
I see. And what happens to them if they're discovered, if the authorities find out that they're attending these house churches?
Actually, it is different to be ethnic or non-ethnic Christians in Iran, but still Christians struggle for basic religious freedom. Muslim background Christians, the second category, are facing more discrimination and persecution. For example, they were denied their rights to study or work, in some cases including extrajudicial and judicial killings, detentions, or confiscations of property. They were denied of their normal rights and slowly they forgot that they have any rights. Mm. So,
the Human Rights Watch 2016 World Report section on Iran states that security and intelligence forces continue to target Christian converts from Islam, as well as Persian-speaking Protestant and evangelical congregations and members of the Home Church movement. Some face charges such as acting against national security and propaganda against the state. A 2016 Amnesty International report says that members of religious minority communities, especially the Baha'i community and Christian converts from Islam, face discrimination in employment and restrictions on their access to education and freedom to practice their faith.
And so, considering how closed the media environment is in Iran, how much does the average Iranian know about religious minorities?
Actually, average of Iranian people in Iran are entirely unaware of the current situation of religious minorities in Iran, even though they are living among them. But mostly they don't know about their situation.
The 2016 Freedom House Freedom of the Press report categorizes the Iranian media environment as unfree and characterizes it as repressive. Radio Farda journalists do their work at great risk. Their broadcasts are routinely jammed, and journalists are subject to cyber attacks, including email hacking, harassment over social media, and efforts to discredit them online. Their relatives in Iran have also been interrogated and threatened.
And, I mean, what would happen if some activist or journalist tried to speak out about this issue?
Actually, in Iran, Christianity is constitutionally recognized religion, along with other religious minorities, Judaism and Zoroastrianism. However, Iranian Christians are persistently denied freedom to religious beliefs and practices, especially convert Christians. Many of Iranian people doesn't have a clear view about the religious minorities, even though they are living among them. Usually they have their own school, shops, sports center. An answer to your second question, what would happen if some activists or journalists inside Iran try to speak out about them? I would say still absence of freedom is strongly visible. There is no freedom of speech, no freedom of opinion, no freedom of press, and no freedom of religion. If some activists or journalists inside Iran try to speak out about these issues, it would be consequences.
And one of the things that your documentary does is to explain the history in Iran and what changed for religious minorities in the country after 1979 and the revolution. So could you explain, you know, kind of generally what changed for Christians?
As you said, one of the things this documentary briefly focuses to explain the history of Christianity and Christians in Iran, but what changed for religious minorities in Iran after 1979, I could say, before the revolution, Iranian Christians almost have the same rights as other people, and government tolerated the Christians and churches. But after 1979, Iranian Christians are facing discrimination. They were denied their rights to study or work, especially for some government organization and etc. They were denied of their normal rights, and slowly they forgot that they have any rights. As a result, many of Christians left the country because of the war. Because of war, economic situation, pressure from government. Of course, it is the same for other religious minorities as well. Before 1979, missionaries were allowed in a country. They would serve in churches, and also they did charity and educational works. But after revolution, they were evicted from the country. And there is no exact statistic available on the size of the Christian in Iran, but it is most often estimated to be around 500 Christian converts before the revolution. Estimates of the numbers of Christian converts after the revolution, something between 250,000 to 1 million Christian converts.
So why did you choose this particular topic, and what do you hope the viewers in Iran will take away from it?
The Iranian Christians are voiceless. This documentary's goal is to be a voice of Christians minority in Iran. This project aims to create and produce a series of TV programs that would bring awareness to Farsi-speaking audience about religious freedom violation, particularly with regards to Christians in Iran. As I said earlier, many people in Iran are entirely unaware of the current situation of religious minority in Iran. Therefore, this documentary will also seek to explain the national and international legal framework protecting religious freedom in Iran. And Radio Farda is covering news on most of religious minorities in Iran and reporting about jailed Christian in Iran, also a top priority by Radio Farda and our website, which has a huge impact on this topic. We, Radio Farda, as a free media, have this responsibility to do the work that the media inside Iran or inside the country are not permitted to do and help this minority to be heard.
You heard it from her. That was Azadeh Tavakkuli on her documentary project on Iranian Christians. We look forward to it. For more news from Iran, visit rferl.org. And for more on women in media in our broadcast region, including past episodes of Heard It From Her, find us on Facebook at /LadyLibertyRFERL. I'm Emily Thompson, and I'll be back next month with another woman in media with a story to tell.